Hey everybody, this is Dion Ricardo with School Owner Secrets, and today I have a very, very special treat. Today what we're going to be talking about is how to really squeeze every dollar and every student from online. Now, I'm sure by now you understand how important it is to really have a strong internet presence, but today, like never before, you're able to hit certain channels on the internet that are going to change the game drastically, because the internet's changing drastically almost on like a quarterly basis. And right now there's more opportunity online than there ever has been before. I mean, really, if you're in a rural area, you should probably be getting no less than 10 to 15 leads at least per month over the internet. And if you're not, then please listen up. If you're in a suburb area, you should be getting at least 50 leads per month just in the internet alone. And of course, if you're in the city, man, you're probably cranking 75 to 100 leads easy over the internet today. Now, there's some very specific things that you have to work if you're going to be doing things successful online and getting those leads from the internet. And that's why today I've decided to bring in one of the leading experts in the field of small business marketing online. In fact, this person has been somebody I've been working closely with over the last 3 years, and we have discussions every week, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to internet and internet-related marketing. So I'm happy to share with you guys today one of my great friends and protégés, Jack Lombardi. Jack, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, sir. It's
Jack,
a welcome to be here with you, and I definitely enjoy the great intro.
Fantastic. Jack, I want to get right into it and give these school owners as much meat as we possibly can. I know it's such an expansive topic, but let's start here. Let's talk about Facebook. Jack, tell me, do every school owner or even small business owner for that matter, do they need to be on Facebook?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Facebook is not a fad. It's not going anywhere. This thing is here to stay.
And Facebook has a lot of they're not a stagnant platform, right? I mean, they're planning on doing a lot more stuff than just what's available now. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. They have some things. They have some plans on the scope. You know, there's some speculative stuff they're doing because, you know, they are definitely a closed-mouth, you know, product or, you know, company. But, I mean, all the time they're turning around. They're always improving. They're always making it. You know, at the end of the day, it's about monetizing, making money, but they got to make it worthwhile to everybody, and that includes a small business owner.
And have you been seeing a shift in Facebook toward making it a little bit more business-friendly?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone has eyes. If you're on Facebook, you're going to see, you know, bigger ads, you know, the pay-per-click ads. You're going to see more fan pages. You're going to see more, advertisements on there for fan pages and, you know, this is the next thing, that's the next thing. I mean, it's, you know, it's all relevant. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, yes, absolutely. Facebook is totally gearing up to bring business in to the social networking.
Now, they've even come up with a thing called Places, and that's relatively kind of new. Jack, tell us what Places is and what kind of impact that's going to have on school owners out there.
Well, Places for Google or Places for Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook Places.
Well, right there, you're going to have the ability to have optimization. So what this is going to mean is to the school owner, to the small business owner, is they will be able to be found in the search results, say a Google search result, a Bing search result, and also a relevant search result through the search window in Facebook. So as you can imagine, if someone was searching for MMA, karate, kids you know, classes on Google, they'll start to come up there, as well as through your friend network, you'll also come up as well. So if someone searches for karate, you know, the school owner or the small business owner, whatever it is, will start to come up.
So is it true that really Facebook is actually trying to kind of tap into what Google does by having these places? So let's say if you have a school in Chicago and we have a Facebook place for the school in Chicago, a place page, and the students are able to check in saying that they're there, and then that goes viral. Is Facebook actually trying to make it so that the actual Facebook platform is now going to be somewhat of a search engine, and then people are going to be able to give reviews and things like that within the Facebook places?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, Facebook is the number one threat to Google, and they're going head-to-head here. And with their places application, it's going to allow, let's say a scenario, it's going to allow a student to come in, check in. It's going to put it on their wall that they're there. It gives the address, the phone number, and if someone clicks it, I mean, it's almost like a mini web page. So, yeah, absolutely. This thing is going to definitely, within Facebook, take up the same, you know, form as, like, say, Google Places has. And if you know anything about Google Places, I mean, that's, you know, key while you're trying to advertise with Google. So this is the same thing within Facebook, but what's even better is it reaches outside of Facebook, and it's going to reach into Google.
Right, right. So there's crossover. So if you're a highly searched or a highly checked in place on Facebook, that's also going to affect your Google rankings.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it comes back to relevance and you know how many links it you know touches. Not to get too techy, as long as it spreads out virally. You know, like almost spreading its wings out, that's the more traction it's going to get throughout the internet. So, yeah, it's going to give you everything that the potential customer would want and more, and also allow you to touch each one of the students' pages and also give them an opportunity to show their friends. And, I mean, that's what viral marketing is about. So they definitely got a hand up on Google towards viral marketing.
And probably, if I remember the statistics right, that people are spending more time on Facebook now than they are on Google.
You know, people park on Facebook. They leave it open. They check it from their phone. They want to see what their buddies are doing. And having a consistent, impression on your students', pages, showing their buddies what they do, you know, people curious of what they do. I mean, it's like the virtual word of mouth, you know, is synonymous with Facebook.
Awesome. So let's surmise it. Just talking about one facet of Facebook, we're talking about Facebook places. So what you're recommending is every school owner should have, you know, a places profile within Facebook, and that's different than a personal profile. It's different than a fan page, and they should be getting their students to check in at that place.
Oh, absolutely! It's a must do. Any local business that doesn't do that is, at the end of the day, they're leaving a lot of money on the table. I think a lot of small business owners find themselves looking at personality, something they, could interact with some old friends, new friends, and maybe some people they don't even want to talk to, but it's not a novelty, it's a tool, and when you're using the places, the Facebook places, to, interact with your list, and that's a tool that gives you an opportunity to really, to really spread your word or who you are virally. I mean, think about this. So a student walks in and he checks in, he or she checks in. It goes on their page. Now, someone else that might be interested in what they do sees that. The address is there, the phone number is there, all the information is there. Now, this is done over and over. So now let's say you get 100 students that are doing this. Now, do you think you could pick up some more leads just from doing that?
Well, sure, Jack. Let's just quantify that for a minute. Let's say you got 10 students that come in and they actually check in, and each one of them have 100 friends, and that's really a low, you know, friend count. But let's say each one has 100 friends. You're saying that when they check in, that that's going to go up on their wall. Your place profile is going to go up on their wall that they checked in there. So potentially from them just doing that action, 10 people, your name of the business and address and phone number is going to be in front of 1,000 people?
Absolutely. Show up in their news feeds. And yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a viral marketing tactic that should not be overlooked. So, yes, it would be easy to say that 1,000 people who are sitting on Facebook or go check their Facebook or, you know, just seeing what somebody's up to is going to see that.
Yeah, we got to jump on that for sure. I mean, you know, every school owner should be jumping on that because it's free and it's just too easy, I mean, to get involved with that. Let's shift gears real quick and let's talk a little bit about the advertising platform that Facebook offers businesses, their pay-per-click program, and how that kind of compares up with Google. How would you say that it compares with Google in the price, Jack?
Oh, well, hands down, pennies on the dollar. I mean, Google's a big billion-dollar company that's been able to control the market and push people around, you know, to get the rates that they want. You know, I mean, it's like always, it's like trying to bet against the house. You never really win. Now, Facebook comes in. They are smaller, you know, they're smaller, technically smaller than Google, and they're doing things at a lot cheaper. But here's what's even better. You have more control.
Explain that, Jack.
Okay, so, you know, at Google, when you're setting up a pay-per-click campaign, you're going to pay by, you know, either clicks or impressions. And, you know, you could kind of get a geographical area. You could get a male or female. You know, you could kind of get a demographic. But if you have ever set up a Gmail account, I don't know how many people that answer all the questions. And since Google doesn't make it mandatory to really drill into you about who you are, what you like, what you do, what your interests are, it's kind of like a shotgun marketing approach with your pay-per-click ads. Now, Facebook, on the other hand, Facebook has all your information. They know what you like. They know what pages you go to. They know how long you sit on them. They also know how old you are, where you went to high school, what your interests are. And so just from having that information, they're able to really drill down into their pay-per-click ads and offer you, you know, this specific person. So, for instance, for a school owner, they want to find someone that's interested in an MMA. Well, on Facebook, you could do that, but not Google.
So it's a lot more targeted. You could target the person that you want you want your ad to show up for.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could target exactly who you're looking for, the age group you're looking for, the sex you're looking for, what their interests are, in what geographical area. You can even target a list of, you know, someone that likes a certain product, like some sort of MMA, wholesaler or something along them lines. I mean, you could even niche it down to even targeting them cheaper. That's the best part. Cheaper.
And is it true, Jack, like, for example, if a local college has, you know, people that are involved, maybe they have a fan page or something like that, could you target like a whole like college or university that might be close to your school, or maybe a big hospital as well?
You absolutely. You could target whoever likes a or college that went to a certain college or a high school. You know, yeah, absolutely. You can even target the ones that like wrestling.
Wow, it gives you a lot of control then.
Absolutely, and I mean, if you got an MMA program, we all know that wrestlers are good stock. So, yeah, you could target their pages. So these ads come up on only their pages. And, again, you're hitting the person that you're looking for, the type of person, the demographic, and you're doing it cheaper.
So, Jack, you know, I kind of laugh because this is actually funny on how hard, you know, how focused you can get in the targeting. So you can actually target moms in a certain geographic area, in a certain age group for, let's say, your kids program.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you could target moms that are single. You could target moms that are married. You could target moms that are even engaged. I mean, how much more control would you want than that?
And all within a geographic area.
Absolutely. You want to make it 5 miles. You want to make it zip code. You want to make it 10 miles. You want to make, you know, moms that like sports who are, you know, 30 to 40. I mean, so, you know, you're trying to, you know, guesstimate about the right age group you want to bring in to interest them. You know, you could talk specifically right to the mom, you know, in a well-wrote ad, you know, telling them, you know, you want to get your kids out and you want to get them involved in something safe. You want to teach your boy honor and respect. I mean, that's something I think a mom would want to hear. So, yeah, you have all those, all that control right at your fingertips, unlike Google.
You know, oftentimes, Jack, I hear, you know, other school owners, they're a little leery about doing it because they're afraid they're going to wind up spending too much money. But there are controls in the amount of money that you could budget for. Is that right?
Absolutely. You put in one set dollar. That's how much you want to spend per day, per click. You want to spend how much per month. You have all that control, and you won't go over.
Gotcha. You know, one of the things I'm most excited about is the announcement that that Facebook actually allows you to market specifically to the friends of your fan page. Now, that's granted you have a good fan page, an optimized fan page, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But is it true that you can actually just market to the friends of the current fans of your fan page?
Absolutely. You could target them, and what's really cool about that is you could keep, you know, hitting them with different products. So it's like, you know how the old saying goes is, you know, I guess it's the money's in the list. Well, when you have your fan page set up and you have these fans, I mean, that's your list. And with a very inexpensive, because now, you know, you're not really competing with other ads, so your ad is actually going to get cheaper. You have your pay-per-click ads, or you could pay for impression, hitting this list that you have here with other products or other things you want to do with your school or your local business. I mean, it's money in the bank.
So, Jack, I mean, you're saying, you know, if I got 500 friends on my fan page, I could market to them. But what's also crazy is that if I have 500 fans and each one of those have at least 100 friends, I mean, by having an optimized fan page, what I'm really doing is I'm able to market to their list as well. So you're really saying that, you know, if I build up my fan page, I got a list of like 5,000 people I can market through using the Facebook pay-per-click platform.
Absolutely. And you know what's even cooler is, you know, on the Facebook page, they're going to know that you're a friend of or fan of. So it's not like it's unfamiliar territory.
Does it show like a little thumbs up or something like underneath your ad, or does it show the person's name?
Yeah, I believe it does. Yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, again, it's not unfamiliar territory. It really lets them know that, hey, your buddy, it's almost like your buddy suggesting it, which we all know. I mean, that's, you know, word of mouth.
Yeah, yeah. And you could even probably, if you were slick, customize the ad to say something like, you know, find out why your friends are now training at, you know, so-and-so academy.
Absolutely.
And then their friends will be underneath that, kind of validating it.
Absolutely. So when you put all that together along with the other things we spoke about, and now you can niche this friends of friends list, I mean, that's just going to keep bringing them in. I mean, think about it. Your students are checking in, and now you're hitting them with find out why so-and-so is training at so-and-so place. I mean, it's constantly in their face.
Yeah, that's great. So far we talked about two things. We talked about the places page and why that's important to have places in your Facebook, about doing pay-per-click advertising through Facebook. Let's move on to optimizing fan pages. You know, oftentimes, Jack, it's really hard to get, you know, school owners to focus on creating a good fan page that's optimized and actively collecting new fans all the time, you know, just for the lead generation purpose. Can you talk on what makes a good optimized fan page? Not even the lead generation side, but just what makes a good optimized fan page?
Well, that's a good question. And one of the things that makes a good optimized fan page is the custom landing page. This is what sets you aside. This is what gives you almost instant credibility over any other martial arts or, you know, for the sake, local business.
For the sake of the people that are not real familiar with that terminology, what would be an example of a landing page on a Facebook page?
Well, there's one on Your MMA Coach or Victory Martial Arts. And this is the landing page would be the page that someone who is not a fan, who has not liked the page yet, goes to. So through a pay-per-click campaign or for whatever way they get there, this is what they see first, the page they land on.
Gotcha. And then what? Okay, so they land, you know, they're not a friend, but they see somebody posting about Victory on their wall. They click through, they get to this page, and then what happens, Jack, when they land on that page that they've never been before, which is your school's fan page?
Well, the first thing on a properly set up fan page is there's an offer, and the offer is in trade for the like. So it's called a reveal tab, Dion. And what you do is say you're the person who's visiting, you see this offer here, you know, for whatever it is, and to get this offer or more information or win something, you have to like the page. Once you do that, it reveals what was, you know, spoke about in the offer. From there, now you got their like, so now you can market to them because they're in your fans.
So
I don't want to get ahead of myself.
That's kind of how you build up your fan base, right?
Yeah, and that's absolutely how you build up your fan page.
Gotcha. Okay. What are some of the other elements about having an optimized fan page?
Well, having an optimized fan page, again, it's like optimizing a website on the web. You want to be first. And having your Facebook page optimized, it allows you to be found in the Google and Bing search results. It also allows you to be found first in your friend network. So now, I mean, that's your friends of your friends. I mean, that's a pretty big network.
So are you saying that you actually have to build your fan page in a way that it's going to actually cross over and be found in Google, Bing, Yahoo, and all the other search engines?
Absolutely, absolutely. If you don't put it together correctly, it won't work. That huge lead generation advantage you could gain from doing it properly is just left on the table. And here's the thing. I mean, once you do it, you set up your fan page, you know, the generic way that most, you know, small business owners do it. That's it. That's it. There's a one-time shot, and there's no going back. So you have to set it up properly right from the get-go for it to work. And not only do you have to do that, you also have to make sure that you have the exact wording needed for the highest return on investment.
So, yeah, let's delve into that a little bit, Jack. So, like, let's say if you were, you know, a school owner that's setting up a fan page and you wanted to do it right from the beginning, just in the light of making it SEO-friendly, making it findable by Google and Bing and Yahoo, you know, what are some of the top things that they would school owners would have to do to make it findable for these search engines?
Well, the number one thing is you have to establish the area in which you want to market to. For instance, Chicago. The other thing is you have to know exactly what program you're really trying to target. Well, not exactly what program, but, you know, what niche. So if you're a martial arts school, you know, you would have to do the keyword research to see what comes up highest in your local area, and that's the keyword you would want to include in the title, because that's like your meta tags on a website. This is called your title tags with a fan page, optimization of a fan page.
Gotcha. So, like, you know, like in the info tab that, you know, is part of every fan page, how important would it be to take those keywords and put them within the info part of your fan? You know, a lot of times, you know, when new school owners, you know, are creating a brand new fan page, they just write a whole bunch of stuff about themselves, and they're not really thinking about, you know, making it search engine friendly so they can be found on Google and stuff like that. You're saying that they need to figure out what are the top couple keywords and sprinkle those in?
Absolutely. It's just like writing content for a website. It's really no different. I mean, you need keyword density, placement, and you really, I mean, again, I'm going to go back to you really have to know exactly what market you want to be in. So if you're a martial arts business, I mean, it's, you know, pretty simple. But the keywords that are relevant to that are going to need to be strategically placed in that description, along with having your proper address in there, all your contact information. We're not going to write a bio about the, master so-and-so. We want to write it about the school, and we want to make sure those keywords are in there. So, yes, you absolutely have that correct. That's pretty much what you have to do.
Real quick, you know, going back to the landing page, because that seems like it's going to be something very important, because, you know, you really got to get people to like your page in order for you to market to them directly. Because if they become a fan of your page, isn't it true that you can also send them a direct update so they get like a Facebook message from you?
Absolutely. You could contact your whole list at one time, which is great. It's just update your fan base. You know, and if you're creative enough, I mean, you could think of all the possibilities that could come from that. That hits your email boxes. And then outside of just, you know, having a marketing schedule where you're posting on your wall to get involved with other or get into the news feeds of your fans and, you know, the check-ins of your students from your places at, I mean, now you have the ability to contact them directly with a message about, you know, the school, about a, you know, if you have a shutdown, if you have a promotion, if you have a, you know, referral program. I mean, that's a great place to send that message.
Now, does the custom landing page, does that come standard? Like, if I'm a new school owner and I go to set up a fan page, is it going to be automatically or where I can just set up a custom landing page?
Absolutely not, unless you know how to write code like a website. Absolutely not. A standard fan page is just the page they give you. Now you have the ability to create a unique landing page that has your school on there, your programs, your call to action. It has your it could be, you know, based around a giveaway. It could be, there's a lot of tactics, but no, you cannot get that standard through Facebook. This is definitely a custom-built thing.
So if you didn't have that and people came to your fan page, all they would really see is that wall. Is that right?
It would just look like a boring old profile.
So the bottom line is that if school owners wanted to have the most effective, optimized fan page, they would want to have a landing page that any new person that hasn't liked the page already would land on this page. And could you put a video on that page?
You could put a video. You could put an opt-in. You could put a survey. You could put just about anything. Just about anything you could do on a website, you could do on the fan page. Now, remember, though, it's smaller real estate, so you have to be real, real you know, specific about what you're doing. It's kind of like the difference between a shotgun and a sniper, but it is definitely well worth the money to invest into a custom fan page or, you know, landing page, because you have all those options available to you.
So, again, you could put a video commercial. So when somebody's not a fan, they come to the page, you know, through whatever, however they got there, they could be, the first thing they could see is a video of the school owner welcoming to the them to the fan page, telling them to hit the like button, and telling them what they can expect from being a fan of this page, right?
It's an affordable way to put a little commercial on the web, and not only on the web, on Facebook. So you drive in all this traffic to your landing page. Now you have this welcoming video that gives them the look and feel of the school, and most importantly, the demeanor of the school, which as a martial arts, you know, school owner like yourself, I mean, you know how important having the right, you know, the posture with people. I mean, you know, people are kind of funny about what they see and who they deal with, and you have a nice enough person on there, that'd be definitely a place I'd want to join. So, yes, that video is great real estate on the fan page, and it gives you the ability to spread the message through a video.
So you could do a video, or if you wanted, could you put a like a web form where they would put their name and then maybe their cell phone number and email address or whatever information you want to collect right there on that landing page before they actually get, you know, become a fan?
Absolutely. I mean, you have so many, you know, avenues you could take care of, but definitely able to catch their information, you know, to start the lead gen so you could start your follow-up program. It's a great way to do it.
And you're saying for a school owner to do it by themselves, they'd have to know a little bit about HTML or something.
They would have to know about iframe and CSS code. So that's, you know, like the new ways of building websites, and that's applied to the Facebook fan pages. So, yeah, you'd have to know a lot about it to make it have that professional, you know, that look and feel when someone lands on it.
I might have to get you back to talk about that a little bit more, because that's probably, we probably don't have time for that. But let's talk a little bit about the tabs, you know, because you got some tabs that Facebook kind of gives you, you know, by default, but I know that there's a lot of things that you can do, a lot of applications you can add to add different neat tabs to your Facebook fan page. Like, I know I have one, Jack, where I could poll my fans and, like, take little surveys, which is extremely helpful, you know, when it comes to really finding out the heartbeat of my fans. You know, what are some of the other tabs that you can get that would be very useful to a school owner?
Well, you know, you could have the YouTube tab. You could have a referral, you know, generating program tab. You know, like RatePoint, or you can have an events tab, which, you know, shows the different events that are coming up that your school may be hosting, or your raffles, or whatever, you know, Bring a Buddy Week, stuff like that.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute. So you're saying some of the tabs, I could have like a YouTube tab, so all my YouTube videos could be accessible right from there?
Absolutely. If you have your YouTube channel set up, and everything a potential school owner or potential, you know, customer would want, they could go on there and see all your videos. So, yeah, it's instant access.
And then you mentioned something about having like a reviews tab. So with that reviews tab, if they clicked on that, does it give them the ability to see all the reviews that other fans have given your school, as well as leave reviews?
Absolutely. I mean, the cards just keep stacking higher and higher in your favor as a school owner or a local business owner when someone does visit your well-optimized fan page. I mean, what more could they want? They want to watch a video? It's there. They want to watch your YouTube clips of how, you know, the classes are run? It's there. They want to, you know, read what other people have wrote about your school? It's there. everything you can need you need to convert a visitor or a fan into a sale is right in the tabs. It starts there.
I gotta think that if you have a review tab and you collect a lot of reviews from your fans, that's got to have some kind of search engine optimization, you know, being able to be found more on Google, Yahoo, Bing, and all those search engines. That's got to have some relevance or some juice, some power in helping that too, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, more big sites all linking together it's like a big wheel just sucking everything in from all corners. And the more legs or more, you know, spokes it has in the wheel, you know, pointing out, the more relevant it seems to these bigger search engines. You know, again, it's like a mini website at that point.
So you mentioned the events tab, okay? So you're saying, like, if I have, like, an event at my school, like a Bring a Buddy Week or something like that, I could create an event, and then I could update and let all my fans know. Can I also have my fans tell all their friends about the event as well?
Absolutely. They can suggest it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's limitless. I mean, you know, a lot of people, again, when we first started talking, I said, you know, they look at Facebook as a novelty. And, I mean, this thing is a tool.
Well, we've just talked about a whole bunch of different things and methods of how Facebook integrates. It's one big marketing channel, but there's like it seems like there's several different like pillars that you need to touch on to really have an optimized Facebook presence that really will drive you getting to more fans and actually getting leads and new students coming in the school.
Absolutely. Along with, you know, staying active on it, not putting it down. Yeah.
Let's talk about that a little bit, Jack. Like, you know, a lot of people give up on things like this blogging or Facebooking because they just, you know, they have trouble posting. How often, you know, once somebody becomes a fan, they're going to be able to see your wall and they're going to get, you know, different postings through your fan page on their news feed, and then their friends are going to be able to see that. You know, how often should somebody be posting to their school's fan page?
Well, a lot of my clients, other than, you know, outside of the martial arts community, I tell them to post every day that you're open. Every single day that you're open. And you could do more than just that. I mean, you want to stay active. I mean, it's, you know, why do we see commercials over and over and over? Well, I mean, they're very expensive, but if they didn't work, we wouldn't keep seeing them run, you know, the commercial. Well, you know, posting on your Facebook fan page is no different. You have to stay at it. I mean, if you do an effective, you know, email campaign, sometimes it takes up to 10 times contact, and I'm just to get them to move on something, to do something. But, you know, the Facebook fan page posts are no different. You have to stay consistent. It's very foolish to think that right off the get-go, you know, you put your first post up and all, you know, people are going to come flooding in. No, you have to stay active with it, but it does pay off. It's like a snowball. Once it gets going, it's unreal. And now you get all these other legs, pillars moving. It's unreal.
Jack, I know we only got about 6 minutes left or so, but tell me, like, I know that I post videos up and I post quotes up, and if there's any updates that I need, you know, like, you know, if I'm visiting a particular school, you know, I'll tell them that I'm visiting that school. We do, like, belt promotions. We post everything that we can up on the fan page. And it really has shown that we have, you know, our retention numbers have gone up just by having a fan page, because you have this culture, this community that actually speaks to one another outside of the school. So on the days that people aren't going to classes, they're still connecting with us through Facebook, through our postings. Now, when you post a picture, I know that there's a viral component to even posting pictures. So let's say if we have a graduation and there's 25 people graduating the blue belt and we take a picture of all these guys, how do we make that viral so that a lot of people see that?
Oh, that's it. One of my favorite applications to Facebook fan page is the tag button. Tag yourself in the photo. If you're taking a picture of a graduating a class that's moving up in rank, take the picture of it, put it up on the fan page, and tell everyone right there, be proud of what you did, tag yourself in the photo. That allows every one of their friends to see that photo, showing other people what they do, and also creating interest in those other people, those friends that are of the friends.
So are you saying if they tag themselves in a photo, it's going to show up on their wall as well?
Absolutely. It's like killing 100 birds with one stone kind of deal. You take one picture, you put up your fan page, and you tell everybody, when you get home, tag yourself in this photo. Everybody's going to see it, and, you know, 9 times out of 10, they're going to, because, again, you have, like you said, the community, and you're just cultivating that community, and they have the ability to show their friends what they do. So their buddies are saying, hey, man, that's really cool. And I could see how that would help retaining your retention rate, because they get to show off in a way to their buddies.
So basically, when they tag it, it's going to show up on their wall, but it's also going to show up on all their friends' news feeds. So that's the viral nature of the picture.
Absolutely. They're going to tag it in there. It's going to go up in the news feeds. So when their friends turn on Facebook and they see the news feeds, they're going to see so-and-so is, you know, tagged here, and they can write whatever they want on it, and they could share it, you know.
So if they share it, or even if they comment, this is interesting. So if they see a friend in a photo in their news feed, and then they comment on it, Does that comment that their friend had go on to all their friends?
Absolutely. They
wow.
go in there and they say, wow, good job, buddy. And then that will show up in their news feed to all the rest of their friends. So now you just went from your fan page to your student. Your student's buddy's seen it. Your student's buddy's buddy's seen it. And as long as they keep commenting about it, well, it's unimaginable of how many people will actually see it.
It's kind of like that commercial back in the 70s or 80s where it was that one, you know, lady, and she told one friend, and then so on and so on. It just keeps expanding outward, doesn't it?
Yes, it goes and goes. I mean, there's no stopping. As long as people are liking and commenting, it just keeps going. And when you have 100 students you took a picture of, or say you have 50 students, you take a picture, you have everyone tagged. Now you have the next class comes in an hour later, you do the same thing. You know, so you run 4 or 5 different classes in one day, and you keep doing that. You know, so you might have hit, you know, a few hundred. I mean, you potentially just reach thousands with that picture. Now that picture might not, you know, mean a lot, you know, on face value, but when you start to add things like the school banner in the background or, you know, something along them lines, well, you know, now it starts to really, you know, grab some traction.
Wow. That is quite a, that's, so in the bottom line is that part of the power of Facebook is that it's just so viral in nature. So even if I put a quote up and I post a quote, when my fans like it or when they comment on it, it just, that one message just keeps floating out there, and it touches more and more and more people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. As long as people are interested. And, you know, and from my experience, you know, people in the martial arts community or students, they're very proud of what they do, and they're going to like it, and they're going to comment on it. And that's just going to continue to, just spread, period.
Jack, I know that when I actually built my own fan page and optimized it, and I'm pretty techie, and it took me about almost 3 days, you know, probably 2 or 3 hours a day to really get it to where I want it. Would you say that's about right, about 6 hours or so to really, you know, optimize it if you're kind of semi-techie?
Well, yeah, I mean, as long as you understand the code, but, you know, a lot has changed since you first put up your fan page. that was in FBML, and now it's iframe. So if you weren't in on the FBML, now you have to go iframe, and you got to be really techy to do that. You're going to need to be able to write some code, and you're going to need some graphics software to put the graphics together. So, you know, I'm hesitant to say that 6 hours. I would say that it's definitely more complicated now that they changed the way it is put on the it's put together.
So, you know, a school owner might be able to pick up a book at Borders or something on iframe and try to figure it out from there, right?
They can take a shot at it.
Well, I'm kind of glad that you and I talked before we actually jumped on the phone, and I know that I kind of twisted your arm and stuff like that, but, you know, Jack, I'm really thankful that you decided to have this phone call with me and kind of share some of these ideas about Facebook to all the listeners and all the viewers of School Owner Secrets, and you were willing to do a customized fan page. I mean, just customized and optimized with the landing page and SEO friendly and really get people started. And when you told me what you would do it for, it really, really shocked me. I mean, I thought back to the amount of time I put in, and I was like, man, Jack, where were you when I was putting this together? Jack, a $97 to create a optimized fan page and customized for every school owner, that seems insane. And I know that you can only do it for a small amount of people. But I just want to thank you for, you know, giving my School Owner Secrets, you know, members and readers and followers the opportunity to get on board for such a low price. Why are you going to do it for just $97?
Well, you know, first, we can only do it for so many because, you know, there is a lot of work that goes into them, even when you know what you're doing and you've done many of them before. But the reason why I'm going to do that is I really want to give your list a chance to really get this thing going and really see for themselves. And, you know, it'd be great if we got some testimonials out of it too. They're really outside of the people that I've done in the martial arts community to give them kind of the advantage, the running head start above other people. So, you know, Dan, whenever you come to me with anything, I've always, always look up to you, and I've always appreciated you and your knowledge and your entrepreneur spirit. And so I'm always willing to help you out whenever you're in need.
Well, you know, guys, I also have to mention this in full disclosure that Jack happens to be one of my MMA students, and I guess I can strong arm him a little bit because I think the very next thing is I'm going to try to strong arm him into coming in and talking to us about Google Places and all the changes that have been happening on that and how easy it is to dominate that now too. But just for now, listen, guys, this is a crazy, insane offer that Jack is making here. If you want to get on board and you want a fully optimized and customized fan page from a guy who really knows what he's doing, but not only that, he understands the martial art business because he's a student as well, here's what I want you to do. Email me at D as in dog, I, N as in Nancy, A, R, I, C, C, A, R, D as in dog, O, at gmail.com. Okay, don't give out that email address. Do me a favor, please. Again, it's DINARICCARDO at gmail.com. And just let me know in that email that you want to get on board with Jack, and I'll make sure that you guys hook up so that he can get you squared away and get a Facebook fan page up and running for you as soon as possible. Guys, if you're not on board with Facebook, you're missing out on a huge, huge windfall of new students coming into your school. But not only that, you're missing out on creating a community outside of your existing school that's going to help retain your students. I mean, this is the wave of the future. Facebook is only going to grow more and more, and they're only going to make it so that it's better for businesses to be involved with Facebook. So you want to jump on it before everybody gets on it, and you want to try to extract as much as you can from it. So with that said, again, email me at dinarriccardo@gmail.com if you want to jump on this $97 offer. And, Jack, how many people do you think that you can do if they respond within the next, you know, day or two?
Well, I think we have spots for about, say, 22.
Okay, so we got 22 spots available if you respond within the next 24 to 48 hours. So get on board, jump on that, don't delay. Have somebody that really knows how to set it up right from the beginning, set it up for you so that you can get rocking with Facebook. So on behalf of Jack and myself, thanks for listening to today's blog post on school owner secrets, and we got a whole bunch of really, really cool stuff coming down the pike for you guys. So keep in tune. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.